What's up, everybody? Good to see you. KBB family, I know I was just with you a little bit. Those of you who are joining us on our inner circle, welcome. Yes, we are live. Well, if you're watching the replay, but right now at this moment, I saw in the chat someone says, "Is this really live?" It's really live, and it's so good to have you here at this time in history. This is our inner circle family. This is where every single month, right here, I go live, and I love it. The truth, I say this all the time. About 4 years ago, when we started the Inner Circle, we were doing this introductory rate, and then we were going to make it, lots of money every single month. But it built such an incredible family that are here every month, playing full out, where we can share the foundation of mindset, marketing, momentum, and be together. Hey, everybody! I see the chat; they're coming up. You guys are scrolling in the chat. I know there's 3,000 of you in here already, and it's going like crazy. What's up, everybody? I see all the chats coming in. Thank you. I am so grateful today to be here with you. I know this is a crazy time in the world for so many reasons. But when we're together, right? Social distancing, we need a virtual connection. We need to gain those capabilities. We need to gain the confidence, gain the mindset, gain the momentum, gain the mastery, so we can secure our lives, right? Put our oxygen mask on so we can take care of those we love. And if we evolve and fine-tune our leadership skills and we rise above, that's how we fix the world. Instead of waiting for the world to be fixed, waiting for the right president, waiting for the right Congress, waiting for the world to get better, how we fix it is us together. Look at all these amazing comments, you amazing people here together. Right? This is how we anchor a foundation. We fix the economy in our homes, we fix it in the world. We fix race relations in our home, in our communities, we fix it in the world. We fix more, we focus on more peace and compassion and solving problems. We change the world, knowing that no matter what's happening in the outside world, there's no one coming to save us, right? There's no one coming to wave a magic wand and make each of our lives perfect and take away our worries and fears and money issues and desires for more. No, that's on us. And how freeing is it when we take that responsibility, right? I know that you guys believe in that or you wouldn't be here, right? All I can do is deliver you the capabilities, give you what I've learned through 30-something years of being an entrepreneur, learning what I've learned through going through several different down markets and craziness in the world. I've been here, right? So I want to share the capabilities, the desire, but you know that it's us who has to take the uncomfortable, imperfect action. It's us, you. We have to be courageous to move forward, right? Courage is not taking action in the absence of fear. Courage is doing it anyway when you're scared to death. So I love being here with you guys on a monthly basis, being a part of this inner circle community to share what I've discovered, to share what I've been through. I've made some horrible mistakes. I've failed miserably, but I've been blessed to have some great success in my life as well. And when you're here, you're getting the best of the best. I obsess. These are my 3 pages of notes for you guys. I geek out 2, 3 nights before, and I figure out what I'm going to share with you guys that really is needed now, right? The world is completely different now than it was 8 months ago, and it may never be the same, guys. I just want to, I know I'm preaching to the choir, and so many of you guys here listen to me talk a lot, but the world may never go back to the way it was, and that's okay. The world has shifted a lot. But those that stand with their arms crossed, hoping it goes back or hoping someone else fixes it, are going to be, not maybe, are going to be left behind. Those that don't acquire the momentum to move forward, the mindset to become unstoppable and create the mastery for longevity, are not going to make it. And that's the topic of this inner circle today, is momentum, mindset, and mastery as we go into 2021. All right, can we just say it like it is? 2020, holy shit, excuse my language. Like, could you mess with a year more than this? Like, it's like just all the ingredients of crap went into the shaker and said, let's just put it all out on the table. But what if it was exactly what some of us needed to look and say, I'm not satisfied with my life the way it was. I need to step up. Some of us had no choice. The carpet got pulled out from underneath you, and you must step up or just play small and wither away, right? What if it was exactly what we needed to disturb us with inaction, to disturb us with complacency, to disturb us, disturb us, disturb us, I was like, oops, disturb us with just living the way life was organized. Like, were we the thermometer of life or were we the thermostat? You know, when an economy is crushing it, a lot of times we can stop tapping into our full potential, stop seeing who we can be, stop thinking about growth and contribution, and we can become the thermometer and get into this hypnotic rhythm of life, right? I don't know about you guys. I'm watching the chat as best I can. I don't want to get too distracted, but think about that. How many of us got sucked into a hypnotic rhythm? It wasn't our ideal life, an okay life. Some of us, it was even a good life, but was it outstanding? Now, I'm not saying everything has to be outstanding. Outstanding to me is knowing that I'm going for it, right? Outstanding means that I am taking uncomfortable action. I am pushing myself. I am growing. I'm become a better version, a better father, better husband, better leader, better teacher. Like, isn't that what it's all about, is the growth? Right? I mean, we've heard it so many times, but I've never heard anybody happy at the destination. It's happy with this evolution, this journey we all get to be on. And I don't take it lightly that you're here with me today. With all the options you have and being a part of our community or being a part of KBB, being a part of the elite group, being a part of mastermind.com, being a part of Accelerator or our signature or our mastery program, I do not take it lightly that you're a part of this family. And that's why I obsess and I want to over deliver every single time I have the opportunity to present. If I'm going to take the time today on a Monday, the craziest day of my week, if I'm going to be here with you, I'm not messing around and I don't want you guys to mess around. I'm not sharing this for my health. I don't want to just give you the fuzzy, warm feeling of like, oh, life can be better. I want you to feel it. I want you to think about it. And then when we're done here today, I want you to go take uncomfortable action. Who's committed to taking the actions needed right now? Put it in the chat. This is the only way. I wish we were all in one big room right now. But who's committed to taking the uncomfortable action now so we can help make 2021 our year, our comeback year, our start over year, our scale year, our breakthrough year, the year we help others, the years that we get our time back, the year we start making the revenue we deserve, the year we launch through and impact people's lives with our course, our training, our workshop, our mastermind? Like, if 2021 is your year, then put it in the chat right now. Okay. Before we get started, again, I got a lot all in. I love seeing it. Yes, I'm doing it. Yes, me, I love it. Love it. Committed me. Oh, here we go. Now they're cranking in from all around the world. How cool is that? About probably 80, 90 countries here today. Amazing. Like, remember this. We might live in different areas. Some of us speak different languages, different government type of rule, all that stuff. But we're all the same. We all want another level of life. We all want to take care of our families in another way. We all want to impact the world. All of us do. All of us want to make an impact. All of us want to help others. All of us want to contribute. All of us want to make more money. And if we want to give it all away, that's great. We all have that desire. And we all have that inner villain that messes with us, that self-doubt. I've seen all these comments come in. Thank you, guys. We all have it. So it doesn't matter where you're from. We're united, especially this group, working on their next level together. Come on. We're like a family here. Okay, so if you were just on with me in our KBB program, I go live every Monday for 15, 20 minutes. I shared something, but the majority of you didn't hear it, and I really want to share this with you before we get into training. Because if this happened, and I wasn't planning on sharing this earlier today or right now, but this is personal. You're part of my inner circle. You're an extended family. I want to share it. So you know that saying, a prophet is never welcome in their hometown, right? So I'm gonna back up. Just put that in your head. That's sometimes when your family think you're crazy because you want to be an entrepreneur and all that kind of stuff. It's like you might be out there helping people with your course, your training, your job, your what you do, and then you come home and your parents like, or your friends, or your sometimes your spouse like, oh yeah, whatever, right? I experienced that for a lot of years. But I'm gonna tell a story. My daughter, the greatest gift I ever could have had. My birthday was on Friday. Now, I'm not looking for a birthday plug. So many of you have said it, so thank you. But even better, I already got the greatest birthday gift in the history of the world. My daughter, 14 years ago, was born on my birthday. How cool is that? To have my firstborn little girl born on my birthday naturally, right? So, and I'm maturing with her, hopefully the best I can. It's our birthday on Friday. Thursday, the night before our birthdays for the last 14 years, her and I go to dinner by ourselves, right? So I took her on Thursday night. We went and got sushi. And I have to tell you, I'm learning how to be the dad of an independent, strong, amazing 14-year-old girl. And she's like a young lady. She's not a little girl anymore, right? And so we go to dinner, and our communication is good, but not what it always was. My daughter was my other half, like on my side forever. Now she's becoming a woman, right? So you guys get this. If you've had a 14-year-old, you get it. She's polite. She's not rude. She's not mean. She's just different. And I've never been a dad of a 14-year-old. So saying all that, we sit down for dinner. The sushi was absolutely amazing. She loves sushi. She's been eating it since she was two. And we had a really deep conversation. And I found out stuff I never knew. And I found out something from my own daughter. This is what I do every day of my life. I even questioned myself as a dad. I have to tell you, in good spirits, my daughter was telling me how much she loves to think up and write down stories. She loves to be a storyteller. And my daughter is telling me, and she tells me this story that she came up with, this great story of a woman that was needed to get out in the woods and just feel nature. This is like, she needed to get out in the woods, feel nature. And she said she was taking a walk, and she stepped over a log, and she didn't see a little branch, and she tripped, and she hit her head and passed out. And when she woke up, there was this man there that like scooped her up and patched her up, and they had these deep conversations, and she realized she wanted to be back in Earth, she wanted to have love in her life, that she lost herself. Amazing story. And then at the end, she woke up and she had tripped, and all of it was a dream, but the dream showed her that she deserved more. Like, brilliant. But then my daughter proceeded to say, but I can't write any of that stuff, Dad. I'm not like Brody. My son is just so darn smart at 12. She's like, I'm not like my friend Ava. I don't have a really good vocabulary, Dad, and I don't know how to write sentences that good. And, you know, I struggle. So I'm just going to read more stuff and keep studying really hard in school. And maybe someday when I'm better at writing, I could do my stories and share it with somebody. This is my daughter. My daughter felt like an imposter. If Dean Graziosi's daughter, like, My other half, my heart ripped out and put on someone, like my heart walking outside of me, living in my home, watching me shooting videos, been on the set with me since she was two. If my daughter feels like an imposter, then how can all of us not feel like that at some point in our lives? My own daughter is holding back on her dreams because she feels that one part isn't good enough. Now, you can imagine our conversation. And I said, babe, we were joking about prepositional phrases. I'm like, I don't have a vast vocabulary. I don't know what a prepositional phrase is, babe. I don't know when a comma is supposed to be. I can't spell. I use the wrong word at the wrong time. I search for deeper words. I don't have it. She's like, you're really that bad? I said, babe, I'm not exaggerating. I still can't read. My friend Jamie Kern Lima, she's amazing. She sent me her book. I'm like, Jamie, you got to send me, this is a girl that went from Denny's to selling her IT Cosmetics for $1.3 billion to L'Oreal, right? Like, amazing. I want to read her book, but I said, I can't read it. You got to send me the audio. She goes, all right, I'm recording it next week. I just talked to her. Like, I told my daughter, like, babe, I'm not trying to just say me, but you were blessed with a lot of the same gifts I have and a lot of the same things that you struggle with. But we don't have to worry about them because just get amazing at being a storyteller. I said, your dad doesn't know how to write everything perfect, but I really care about people like I know you do. I love to tell a story that impacts their life, like I see you do too. The rest, an editor can help, online can help, a thesaurus can help. I said, God, please don't hold back from crafting that skill, from telling your stories. The world needs to hear it. And I'm watching her like, is it just my dad or is this the truth? Right? Think about that. Is this just my dad or is it the truth? I'm like, no. Bree, listen to me. I want you to get passionate about this. Like, you were so lit up telling me about the story, and then as soon as you thought about the grammar and vocabulary, I watched you shrink. I said, here's the truth. I remember all the kids in school that were smarter than me, and I always used to think, wow, if I was that smart, I could do something. I know she looks at her friend Ava. Her friend Ava is brilliant and is going to go to a top college, and that's her goal, and she's an incredible dancer. That's Ava's journey. But all I know is I remember my valedictorian in my class and other really smart people that knew prepositional phrases could out-vocabulary me every day of the week, but they're not multiple times New York Times best-selling authors. I am, because I'm a storyteller, because I don't take no for an answer, because I want to impact people's lives. And I wanted to give her that gift, but I didn't want to make it, look how great your dad is. I wanted to make it about her. But the reason I shared that story this morning is because it goes along with what we're going to talk about today. It goes along with what you guys are going to see. I created a Black Friday offer that's off the charts for people because they need it in this shifting time. And the three things are that I gave my daughter that we're going to talk about today is momentum, mindset, and mastery, right? Like, my daughter had all this great stuff going on in her head, and I shared some things about her past, about her present, and where she could go. I shared some examples in my own life and other people to give her momentum, to make her go, oh, wait, I don't need to have perfect vocabulary or know how to lay out a book to start telling stories. Okay, I got momentum. But momentum doesn't last without, I love watching all your chats here, guys. I'm seeing, I try not to get discouraged. But momentum won't last without what? We cannot have a good 2021. Let me see the in the words here. What do we need to make 2021 unstoppable? To not fall back, to not let, there you go. Deborah, mindset, right? Without, momentum is great. My daughter was fired up. But even this morning I said, babe, what about stories? She goes, do you really think I can? I don't know, Dad. I'm not, like, literally today, I had the momentum. So now I have to work on mindset. I have to work on her mindset so she understands. Who gives a shit she doesn't have a vast vocabulary? I say the word shit. I'm sorry. I'm not perfect, but this is me. And you get to learn from exactly who I am, and I hope you know my depth of caring. But if I don't work on my mindset, if I don't work on it every single day, I can get sucked into what could go wrong and what's going on with the world and all those pieces, right? So now with my daughter, I'm going to work on mindset to make her unstoppable. In fact, I made a decision in the last day, today, soon as I'm done filming. I have lots of work to do, but we got a little place up north about 2 hours in Flagstaff. And right now it's cold up there. So there's not gonna be much to do, but it's cabiny feel, it's got a fireplace. I told my kids this morning, I said, pack up, and my son's got a broken leg, so we can't do much anyway. I said, pack up, told my wife, 1 o'clock today, we're heading up there. Because I'm gonna spend this week, I went to CVS, I want you guys to know this, I'm digressing, telling you, so I'll get to the training, but I hope you see the power of what I'm just sharing. I bought big old white cards from CVS yesterday. I'm going up there today and tonight. We're going to write down our values, our goals, the character, and I'm going to subtly, without my daughter realizing, I'm going to make it fun. I'm going to work on my daughter's mindset, because if not, she's not going to tell her stories. She'll feel like that's for other people, people that are smarter, people that can get things done, people that can use bigger words than me. Bullshit. Bullshit. This isn't for other people. Stop sitting on the sidelines. You're never gonna be perfect. You're gonna have those weaknesses for life. I still can't spell. I still mess up as a father sometimes and go sit in my room and go, damn, that was a horrible moment. But I don't stop because I have a mindset that keeps the momentum going so I can learn and grow and encourage and push you to not be comfortable with an okay life. Don't be comfortable with being satisfied. Be disturbed with your inaction. You deserve more. Your family deserves more. And there's nothing better than going for it. There's nothing better than going for it and failing. But knowing you tried, learn from it, get back up and go again. Because after the momentum and then the mindset, then it's time for mastery. And mastery sounds like, ooh, will I ever mastery? Mastery is really just having habits and traits that continue your growth. Right? If you think of my daughter's journey, if we get my daughter saying, okay, I'm gonna start writing down my stories. I don't think I can. No, I can solve problems. I can obsess on where this is gonna be. I created a compelling future. I can take from my past and put it here. Because I'm not smart, like in the underdog advantage, I can use this as my fuel. And then all of a sudden, as your mindset and momentum go, what mastery is starting with the disciplines and the habits and the things that can keep moving forward, right? So I love this trifecta that I want to share today. Well, I'm glad I'm talking to you, Maria and Derek. What's going on, Derek and Margarita? And it's hard. Rob Anderson, what's up, man? Deborah, Victoria. Good to see all of you guys. Lauren, what's going on? Okay, so let's get into momentum. So how do we, again, and if you're a part of KBB or if you're part of Mastermind, and in the knowledge industry, remember that we have to help everybody. And as we structure offers and products and services, we have to help people get the momentum so they see that vision And then we have to help them with this, because you can give somebody all the tactics and strategies in the world. I can give you KBB, greatest course ever created, on how to master and be in the knowledge industry. I could send you to our World Summit, greatest event ever. I mean, people are in the World Summit. On a scale of 1 to 10, if you're at the World Summit, put it on the screen, 1 through 10. I could send you there, but if you're just gonna go and be excited, and then that momentum starts to fade, like my daughter's has already faded without the mindset, then you never apply what it is to create mastery so it becomes a part of who you are, right? So appreciate all the feedback. Okay, so we're gonna start with momentum. Number one, how to slingshot into 2021. I'm gonna look at my notes because I thought through this obsessively. How to slingshot into 2021. Here is a quick little exercise that we're gonna do. Momentum is about discovering what you have, and you can write, thank you guys for all the 10s, the 12s, the 1000s, the 11s, thank you so much, right? But the World Summit, even as amazing as it is, it wouldn't last if we don't carry the mindset, gain the capabilities, put it in play, uncomfortable, imperfect action that moves us forward, allows us to go from an okay life to a good life. Thank you guys. Wow, so many of you were at the World Summit. Woo! All right, okay. So if we want a slingshot into 2021, again, we're talking about we need to discover our internal capabilities that can drive us. Momentum is what? Moving forward. Secondly, we need to be the investigative reporters of what in the outside world can give us that momentum to keep going forward. How can we shift into a new industry, or how do we take action in the industry that we're in? How do we make sure we're in an industry that's exponentially growing, right? Momentum is about me feeling it and then seeing a path. That's what I want to share. I'm making up my own definition but momentum is what do I have inside and then the path. So a couple of things I want you to think about and write these down. Literally write down, you could do it in the chat, but write it in your journal, okay? I want to ask you this. What is something that you went through in 2020 that while you were going through it, it sucked and you didn't know what the outcome was going to be? What's something that was tough in 2020, right? Is it outside world? Watching race relations, watching this crazy election if you're here in the United States. COVID made you realize it was time to shift, or it forced you out. Or something else. What? Somebody got sick in your family. We all go through our stuff, right? So what in 2020, you can share it or you could just put it in your journal. What is something you went through in 2020? That while you were going through it, I'm asking this a bunch of times, while you were going through it, it was horrible and you didn't feel like you deserved it. You don't know why it was going to happen. Write that down. And I want you to think about how you can, and maybe it's too fresh. I see so many of you. I know some of you even being open and saying divorce, depression, my father's death, divorce, laid off, unemployment, health. Thank you guys for being so open and honest. I'm not trying to put anybody in a bad state. What I'm saying though is, how can we, and it might be too fresh for some of you. I went through a divorce. I know that when I was in the middle of it, my poor kids, I was so worried. Now that I look back, everybody's thriving because of it, right? It was a part of a journey I had to go on. And I've been through so many of the circumstances that you're sharing here. But I know, if you're following me, there is going to be a time when you look and you can extract the gift, right? So I'm gonna ask you to expedite it. Even if you don't feel like you're there yet, I want you to look at that circumstance right now. And I want you to see what gift you can extract from that. I wanna share something with you. I'll be personal. A lot of you saying, what's going on? Health, mother passing away, unemployment, so many things, right? Divorce, layoff. When I went through my divorce, I never would have realized that I got to analyze that and why things went wrong. And the gift my divorce gave me, the gift it gave me, and I'm not an advocate of divorce, I'm just using this as an example, is I realized that there was another level of me, that it had nothing to do with just the relationship. If I wanted to attract my other half, I had to become a better human. I don't think I was a bad person, and my ex and I are dear friends, and she always tells me thank you for enlightening my life. And literally, I just chatted with her before we went on right now, and like, she's a friend. My wife, now that I'm married to, is the love of my life. Because after that marriage, my gift was saying, who can I become? What kind of man do I want to be? What kind of father do I want to be? What kind of man do I want to be to a future wife? What kind of man do I want to be to my ex that gave me incredible children, is the mother of my children? How do I want to replace anger and envy with empathy and compassion? How can I be a fucking, excuse my language, anchor for everybody, for my children, for my ex, and for my future wife that I don't even know yet? And I got to look inside and internally and realized that a lot of things that I went through as a kid with multiple divorces and my mom and dad that I was still carrying with me. And I matured as a man. And when I was ready, I got to go out and attract the love of my life. I mean, I literally fall in love with my wife more every day. Not the way I felt when I was in the middle of it, but I got to look back now and I realize I extracted so many gifts. I stepped it up as I thought I was a good dad. I became a much better dad. Right? I extracted these gifts. I also realized that I could go through the craziest time in my life, have anxiety and fear and worry, and I could come out a stronger man because I navigated new territory and I have more empathy for the people I serve. I have more empathy. When I went through anxiety, worrying about my kids and couldn't sleep at night and was drinking a glass of wine 3 days a week just so I could calm down for 5 minutes, legit. It sucked going through it, but there was gifts wrapped in there, and so many people missed the gifts. How do you gain momentum? Right now, even if you're not there as much evolved, right now, I want you to pretend that so many of you are there, the ones that aren't. I want you to look back at losing the job, the circumstances you all shared here, and try to unpackage the gifts. And here's what I want to share with you. I want you to try to unpackage the gifts and take the things that haunt your past, that hold you back. We can't. The past is gone. I want you to think about this. I used this analogy years ago and I've never shared it. I haven't shared it in years. Is I want you to think about your past as a building. And it's a building that nobody's going to get hurt in. But on the shelves is the past of your last year, all the things you went through, right? I really want you to think about this now. Visualize this. There's shelves and there's all the things you went through, like the relationship situation, the job, the happy. And I want you to think of all the things on the wall. And then all of a sudden, this building catches on fire and you have a suitcase. There's like 10 suitcases filled of your past, but you only have one suitcase. And you can only pack in that suitcase the things that you're gonna carry out of that building that's gonna burn to the ground and carry it and put it in the new building of 2021. See, so many times we lug the past along with us, like an anvil or an anchor. Like we try to put everything in the suitcase and we carry all the things that went wrong, and I can't believe, and it's so heavy, we have no time to create a compelling future because we're carrying thousands of pounds of the past. So I want you to think about what can serve you from 2021 and what can you let burn with the past. Learn from it. Extract the lesson that God, the universe, whatever you believe in, the lesson that you needed. I needed some lessons with things I went through. I've had failed businesses. I needed those lessons. I didn't like them when I was in it. But God, success auditor, whoever you want to call, karma, I needed to go through that shit. I needed to go through it. So, what can you take? What lesson can you extract from the things that happened in 2021? Some of it might be fresh. You don't want to let it burn yet. But other things, some things you've been carrying for the last 2, 3, 5, 7 years. How do you let that burn up in the fire? This is a new you. This is a new time. The world has shifted. What do they say about ourselves replace each other? Like it's time to reinvent, right? But then also, I want you to think about this. Packing my suitcase. Carol, good answer. I want you to think about this. And this is what I wrote down. What did you observe in 2021? What did you experience? What wins did you have? Now, I had a lot of comments. I'm not going to go through all of them. But what win did you have? What did you experience? What did you see shifting? What did you have an aha moment about in 2020 that you must put in the suitcase? And then in 2021, you must amplify. You must put the wind behind the sail. You must turn up the heat, bring the rocket fuel, the nitrous oxide. Like, literally, literally, there are some things that you know the world shifted. Those of you that got into the knowledge industry, the industry is like exponentially growing on like absolute fire. You recognize that. Some of you have created the course, sold on mastermind.com, sold and done a workshop. Like, what can you carry out of that building before it burns and put it on the new shelf of 2021 and look at it and go, oh yeah, I am lighting that up. I learned that. This is great. Oh my God. So now we carry our lessons. We carry our aha moments, our breakthroughs, our discoveries, and we realize the world has shifted. 2021, here I come. That failure made me stronger. I navigated new territory. I got to work on it. This is that's the next piece is the mindset, right? I'm not talking about the mindset that's still messing with you, right? I see you guys. Thank you for being so freaking vulnerable and open. I'm going to go back and read so many of these, right? But think about that in a different way. Again, if it's too fresh for some of you, pretend. Pretend. Pretend the lesson. But I know for a fact, if you're looking with the right glasses, there have been, like, the world has shown you another level in 2020. If you're ready to look at it. And I want you to bring that with you. So that's, in fact, here's what I want you to do right now. I'm going to take just 2 minutes. And I'm not going to go off camera here. I want you to take 2 minutes, and I know you're writing it down in here, but I want you to think about what is one, two, or three opportunities that you think could thrive or advance or empower or enhance your life in 2021. Literally, write it in the chat or write it in your journal. What are some opportunities you've observed, you know are true, and if you carry them to 2021 and you put fuel behind them, it could take your life to another level. Like, literally write it in the chat right now. What is the opportunity that you have? Start looking through the eyes of opportunity, through the eyes of abundance even more. I know this group. You guys are amazing. You already do this. I'm not trying to say like, oh, you're sad and depressed on the ground. Let me pick you up. I know some of you might be, but most of you are like, okay, I'm just ready. What is it? What do you see for yourself? Do you see that next level version of you? Do you see someone that's more free? Do you see somebody not handcuffed by the job you had? Do you see dominating in the knowledge industry because you know you can impact people's lives? Like, what do you see? Look at this. I see all this incredible stuff. Sobriety, knowledge industry, getting coaching clients, doing it. I'm like, oh my God, look at all this coming in. Launching my podcast, right? Thank you. I'm glad you like this analogy. You know I use analogies. You know I use stories a lot. Okay, so that is starting to get momentum. Now, that's just scratching the surface, right? That's just scratching the surface. You'll see, and I'll share this in a little bit here. Like, sometimes we need to be just completely immersed in what is our opportunity so we can gain this momentum, right? Remember, what are the two things I said earlier? I love watching other things. We need to invoke our inner momentum by the things we've learned or the things we've seen, the things we've accomplished, and then we need to see the path to go. So we need both those. So that's momentum. Now, that leads me right into, thank you guys, I appreciate doing workshops. Oh my God, look at all this, publishing my book. Look, it's going so fast I can barely read it. You guys are amazing. Okay, now the next part is mindset for 2021. Now, we know, if you start to see a glimpse of momentum, you say, I'm crushing it in this knowledge industry. I'm doing it, no holding back in this industry, or whatever it is that you're gonna do. And you see the internal, you know what? Maybe I went through this for a reason. I got this strength. Now I know where I wanna go, but now it's in here, like my daughter. Yeah, oh my God, I can tell stories. Oh, but really, I'm not that smart. And I don't know if I could do this. I don't have words. No, so we gotta make a bulletproof mindset because we know that success, I would say at this phase of my life, I was 52 on Friday, mindset is 90% of your success. In my 20s, I would have said it's 10%. It's completely flopped over the years. I don't care. You could teach somebody how to sell $20 bills for 10 bucks and they'll screw it up if they have the wrong mindset. It doesn't work where I live. Nobody likes $20 bills anymore. It's probably not real. And when will the $20 bills run out? Come on. Like, literally, it's mindset. So how do we strengthen 2020's mindset? And that's why, I mean, I'm gonna share this with you guys in a little bit. In second week, first or second week of January, I'm going to be filming my first mindset course that I've done in 4 years, 5 years, right? If you guys, those are in KBB, like the first module, or those that read Millionaire Success Habits, or my older course, The Winning State of Mind, I am going to film a course live. In a moment here, I'm going to tell you how I'd love to invite you to come watch me film it live right here. Like, film a section and then talk about it, like doing something I've never done before. I think the second week, right? Because we want you to get the momentum right now, but then have the mindset to become unstoppable in 2021. I know people need it. I'm literally laying out the greatest personal development course of my entire life. It's going to be called the Accelerated Success Formula. I can't wait to do that. I need it. We all need it. We need it in 2021. So I can't wait to share that with you, with all of you. I know that you guys are like a big family here in Inner Circle. But I want you to think about some of it. I can't share all of the mindset now, but I want you to think about this. How do you protect, and please put this in the chat. How do you protect your confidence for the new year? Seriously, write that in the chat. I know it'll take, it's a little bit behind. How do you protect your confidence so you can make 2021 the year of your life, right? That's just some of it. Like, when I teach success, and you know some of you have been with me for years, you watch me in my inner circles, you've got my courses, my books, my trainings, thank you for trusting me with that knowledge. When I'm obsessing with this course that we're creating and gonna film live in January, I'm thinking of a lot of things, right? Not just, I mean, some personal development is just regurgitated in my own way. Of course, it's impossible not to. And some of it's unique to me, right? I really love to focus on your state of mind, your confidence, your success strategies, right? But how do you get them? You get the momentum, but if this screws it up, nothing happens, right? So if you're gonna protect your confidence in 2020, there's a couple of things I want you to write down. One is obsessively think about what you're focused on. There are so many distractions right now, it's unbelievable, unlike anything I've ever seen. Whether it's wondering who's gonna be the president, I think we know, but like here in the States, or how things are gonna go, or when is COVID gonna shut us down or not. Like this right here, this phone of like, what everybody's like this in today's world. Like, our focus is so fragmented, right? Thank you guys, all this incredible feedback here, I'm watching it, but think of how fragmented our focus is. If we're gonna make 2021 our year, then we're gonna have to have the discipline of the focus on where we wanna go, right? And you know, if you've been watching me, there's lots of strategies that can do that. So a couple of things I'm gonna throw at you. Focus, number one, and you guys can write that down. You gotta watch our focus. You gotta be the auditor of your focus. You have to be obsessive on where your mind goes, because it'll literally rob you and pull you in this direction, or pull you in the negative conversation, or pull you into the negative news, or pulling you to waste time on social media, not getting the good stuff, getting like the stuff that doesn't serve you, right? We know that. There's strategies for that. But number two, I wrote down, I thought this was important, and I'm gonna go deep on this in my course, is how do we produce happiness first? In times like these, we're waiting. I believe, you tell me if I'm wrong, but I believe, thank you, Deborah, and everybody writing down focus. But number two is, I think we're waiting for the outside world to give us permission to be happier, right? We're waiting for, and if you're here in the States, for this like election craziness to settle, and whatever, like then we could be happier. Or we're waiting to see what happens with COVID, and then we could be happier. We're waiting for race relations to shift and we all come together and unite as one human being on this planet together to serve, and then I can be happy. When things are more fair, then I can be happy. When my business launches and I finally get that first sale, or I get to 100 grand a year, or 100 grand a month, then I could be happy. What if I told you I had that all screwed up in my 20s and 30s as well? What if happiness, like a power plant, already lives inside of us, right? Power plants don't have energy. What do? They create energy. What if happiness already lived inside of us and we could create it like that? We don't have to wait for the money. We don't have to wait for the perfect relationship. We don't have to wait. What if, epiphany I had in my 40s, what if happiness actually run, or success actually runs to us quicker if we know how to turn on the happiness first? Whoa, think about that. Think about that. Now, I know some of you already got this dialed in. I get that. But most of us don't. Most of us have to work on it. What if you could turn up the knob of happiness right this moment? You're at the World Summit, right? I'm using that as an example. We turned up the happiness. We had people not like rah, rah, oh, great, this is just like we had people in their souls happy. If you were at the event, like share with you, we had people dancing, cheering, bringing their kids, their husbands, their wives, like literally, like nothing I've ever seen, like happy for 3 days. So many people going through divorce and loss of job and crazy. How are they able to be happy and ready to be receive information and then go implement? How is that happening? Because we were able to get inside and stoke up the fire of happiness that was already in them, already in you. We got to turn it up, but how do we create that? How do we create that? Guys, you guys are amazing. How do we create that on a regular basis so we can live through the eyes of happiness while we go after the best year of our lives and not waiting until, wait until we have kids, wait until the kids are older, wait until the kids leave, wait. We're prolonging who we're supposed to be. We need to do it now. Do not feel guilty for having a smile if you're not where you're supposed to be yet. The smile will get you to where you're supposed to be quicker, and we need to go through those processes to give us that happiness first. In 2021, you know, I talk about this a lot. We got to watch the outside influences that affect our lives. That can derail us more than anything, right? We have to work on our strengths in 2021. We want to get the mindset to keep the momentum alive. We have to work on our strengths. What is the worst feeling in the world is trying to do something you suck at. My daughter, it's the way our brain works. Like, I know I've said this a lot, but I feel like we're born pessimists and we spend our whole lives trying to be optimists. And I'm reading a book right now that talks about our subconscious is absolutely designed to protect us for procreation, just to advance the human species. So a lot of times when we want to do something outside the box, our subconscious takes it as, oh, she want to race in front of a saber-toothed tiger? No. Let's get her to sit on her hands and do nothing, because then if she's safe, she can have a baby or he can have a baby, and then the human race continues to go. Our subconscious is designed to derail our dreams. That's absolutely what I believe. So our subconscious is like, Brianna, my daughter, how dare you think you could write a book? Come on. Your vocabulary is not that good. You don't know what a prepositional phrase is. Sit on your hands, do nothing, everything will be just fine. And you'll be safe, right? Our brains want to do that. So if we focus on what we suck at, we will do nothing. We will be paralyzed and we'll sit going, man, when I get good at Facebook, then I'll launch my knowledge business. Bullshit. Bullshit. We have the training. We know how to do that. You can learn that. Remember, resourcefulness is what makes you successful, not resources. Right? What's the difference? Is if you work on your weaknesses, your confidence will go down. What did I say how we started this? We're going to protect our confidence in 2021. Right? If you work on your weaknesses, your confidence goes in the toilet. When you acknowledge what you're already good at, you can carry that to overcome the things that aren't working. Right? Stop focusing on that one area of your life where you feel like it's not perfect, because if you focus on that, that's what you will continue to get. So in 2021, we're going to focus on our strengths. One more thing. Again, I'm taking some of the comments, some of the topics that I'll go really deep on in this course that I'm creating. I can't wait for you guys to see it. Honestly, it'll be my signature course. It'll be the course my kids watch and give to my grandchildren. I mean that. So is KBB. If you have KBB, you know that, or going in the knowledge industry. But when it comes to a success personal development course, this is going to be my signature. This is going to be my legacy course, and I'm so excited for it. But one thing you got to think about is with your beliefs that have already cost you too much, right? That belief, I'm not good enough, I'm an imposter, I don't have the money, I'm in the wrong area, my family doesn't support me, maybe that's for other people, I don't deserve success, I'm unworthy. I don't know, we all have one. Which belief has already derailed you and cost you too much in your life? And what it's to me, it's the dragon you have to slay. You have to counterbalance. You have to, I just saw Timothy, you don't suck at everything, my friend. Don't tell yourself that terrible lie. Hell no. That's a belief. You have to slay that dragon, because that's bullshit. I could tell you I suck at more things than you could ever imagine. More things than you could ever imagine. Like, I'm really bad at a lot of things, but I'm really freaking good at enough things that allow me to impact others, start 13 companies, and change the legacy of my family. And you got that inside of you. But what belief, like that shitty belief that's not true, has already cost you missed opportunity, has already cost you pain, has already cost you from living the life you want? How do you already know what that dragon is. How do we slay it in advance so it's not in your way in 2021? Discover the beliefs that have held you back, have held you back in the past, and call them out as bullshit now in advance. These are just some of the things. And then craft your compelling future, right? We'll start getting into that. And again, I know so many of you are going to join me. We're going to be crafting your compelling future live together and in this course. But you need to craft your compelling future. You need to craft it. Okay. Now, the last part. If we have momentum, we start go, okay, I learned a lot from this crappy year. I had some breakthroughs. I see where I'm going. I'm going to be in the knowledge industry. I'm going here. I'm doing this. And I have the strength. I learned a lot. Let's do this. You start to dip down. Rock solid mindset. We need an unstoppable mindset. We need an accelerated success mindset. We need to have the tools that live in here that when this goes, you can't do it. Oh, bullshit. And that inner hero takes over and crushes the inner self-doubt, right? But then how do we make it real? That's mastery, right? Mastery is when you decide. Here's some things that I wrote down. If you want to write down some of them, yes, we all have superpowers, Joseph. We sure do. Mastery is when you decide. When you decide, there's no question. I'm taking from Tony's, and I think he got this from Jim Rohn. When you decide, it's time to burn the boats. I'm having the best year of my life in 2021. I am going to get the momentum. I am going to master the mindset, and I am going to master this. Mastery is having no other options. There's no other options. I'm doing this. I'm not dabbling. I'm not putting one foot in the door, in the water. I'm going all in. That's part of mastery. Now, here's something that is a part of mastery, and it doesn't feel like the discipline when you got in trouble as a kid. Discipline is part of mastery. Like discipline of my daughter going, oh, wow, I do have some skills. I am a good storyteller. Oh, my dad did books. I could do a book. I could tell stories. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, no, I have the mindset. I'm going to focus on solutions. I'm not going to believe others. I'm not going to let the inner villain win. I'm going to let my inner hero. I can do this. Mastery would be every Monday at 2 o'clock, Thursdays at 5, I'm spending 2 hours and I'm writing. I'm going to write to the best of my ability. That's a different kind of discipline. That's discipline like going to the gym and getting yourself in the best shape of your life. That's when discipline doesn't feel like discipline. That's when discipline feels like the steps to your next level. That makes sense? Even down to the point of setting time. Like discipline is when you go, oh, I can't wait till Friday at 7. I am not going out. I am not drinking. I am diving into my course. I'm diving into creating my workshop. I'm diving into my new company, the product I'm going to share. I am jumping in. That's part of discipline. Also part of discipline, and I know you know this, is who are you learning from? Who are you learning from? I feel honored that you're here learning from me. Thank you. I don't take it lightly. You think I bring this fire because you guys have faith in me and I'm not gonna let you down. But who else are you learning from? Who else are you listening to? As we go into mastery, we have to, not kinda anymore. No more BS, no more bullshit. You can't let the outside advice or feedback from those who haven't accomplished what you want to accomplish, alter you or let you go down different paths. You want to learn the knowledge industry. You learn from Tony and I. You want to learn to be the best fly fisher on the planet. Find someone who's amazing at fly fishing and only listen to them. If you want to be a life coach, if you want to be the best at hair, it doesn't matter what you want to do. Find someone who's doing it at the highest level possible. You want the best mindset in the world? You listen for me, you listen to Tony Robbins. Like, I'm just being honest. You wanna learn how to surf and ride the biggest waves? That's not me. Find someone who's the best surfer on the planet that's willing to allow you to give them money and cut a check for speed. When it comes to mastery, guys, I've literally spent, this is a true story, over $1 million either hosting or attending masterminds, workshops, live events. I don't mess around. When I want to learn something, I go find someone who's already done it and I learn from them. I don't ask my Aunt Edna how to play tennis because she's watched lots of tennis matches. I go find someone who was a pro and have them teach me. And I did that when I was broke because I knew it was the fastest way to the next level because Tony Robbins introduced me to it 25 years ago. It changed my life. So who are you learning from? Who are you taking advice from? You want mastery? You got to start pushing people out, right? You have to commit. I shared that. No one foot out the door ever works. As Tony says, it's kanai, constant and never-ending improvement. Once you commit, once there's not 2 feet out the door, once you see the momentum in front of you, and once you have the mindset to become unstoppable, then it's gaining the capabilities from people who've already been there and implementing with uncomfortable action. I'm not trying to oversimplify this. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Bono and Emily. I'm not trying to oversimplify this. I just get excited because I see your potential. Maybe more than you do because I've been in this business for decades. I get to have my best friend in the world is Tony Robbins. He's been in for 4 decades. We get to see the opportunity and the human potential. We get to see human potential every day. And it's not the richest, it's not the smartest, it's not the one born with the perfect family and the perfect parents. Everybody, it's all the above when they decide to get the momentum, to get the unstoppable mindset, and then commit to mastery. When they choose commitment over convenience. Think about that, commitment over convenience. Living the hard way now so you can live the easy way in the future. Taking the steps now to reverse what 2021 did and make it the slingshot to launch you into 2021. Again, not trying to oversimplify, but these are the ingredients to success. And then the last piece of mastery. There's way more in mastery, but the last piece I wrote down for you guys is measuring what's working in your life. You don't know who's winning a baseball game or a football game without a scorecard. What about you? What about you? Are you measuring what's working in your life? I'm oversimplifying now. And judging it and analyzing like, oh, this is what I did in 2020 that worked a little. How can I tweak it, adjust it, move it? People with mastery are always obsessively measuring what works and also measuring what doesn't work. Like every time I think this way, I get in a bad mood, I get depressed, I don't want to do it. I'm going to stop thinking that way. I'm going to be the observer of my thoughts. I need to do less of this. Or every time I take this action, it doesn't lead down a good path. Or every time I just get on my phone and sit on my bed, I spend 4 hours going through TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, measuring obsessively what's working, what's moving you towards your goal. Compound and put fuel on what's working. Adjust, maneuver, always going against what's working to make it better. And then deciding what's not and throwing it away, having the nerve, having the guts to say, this does not serve me. This only serves my old self. And I'm ready for a new me. Guys, I'm so excited you guys are here today. Thank you for all these incredible comments. This is what 2021 can be for us if we start now. If we start in this moment, right? I started with momentum. I told you the story of my daughter. This is my daughter. She lives in my home, right? And you heard her feelings. So we got her to see the momentum. Then I'm going to be working with her obsessively to anchor in a mindset that's unstoppable. She's gotten a lot from me, but she needs more. And she's 14 now. And then that leads to mastery. When it's unstoppable, when you're measuring what you're doing, when you're committed, when you're learning from those who are already there, when you're paying for speed when you need to, when you're cutting a check to learn from somebody rather than trying to learn through your trial and error, when you're obsessing on where you want to go, when you have your ideal future, when you have your compelling future, when you're robbing from the past that serves you, when you're throwing the rest of the way and you're not letting 2019 or 2014 or 2020 be the anchor that's hooked to your belt. It's time to cut the rope, let it burn down. It's time for your bigger, newer future. And this is what we do in our inner circle every single month to help see that light, to see that future. And guys, I'm so excited you shared with me today. And I got to tell you, I created, and I want to give you guys, I let the KBB family know, and I want to let you guys right now, because you have the opportunity to be a part of this. when we decided to help people make 2021 the year of our lives, the year of their lives, literally, I got together with my team and said, how can we create something that this isn't just a 1 hour conversation where you get fired up and then you fall back into old habits, where you make 2021 another year where you feel left behind? No bullshit. We're not letting that happen. And we said, how can we create something? We knew Black Friday was coming and we're like, let's do something we've never done before. And I have to tell you, I'm so freaking stoked for you guys because we created the momentum, the mindset, and the mastery. And I'm out of my mind. Like, wait, I want to give you guys the opportunity to go check it out. Like, seriously, do me the favor and go watch the video in a moment here. Don't leave yet. It's deansblackfriday.com. But let me explain it to you. And those in KBB, in the knowledge industry, see what we've created to make it irresistible, off the charts, and see how we're doing this through service. This isn't about selling. This is about me doing a massive disservice to you if you don't get this, right? And you see that this is coming from a place of I know you need this, and we've obsessed on it, and then we talked about a price, and then chopped it, and then chopped it, and chopped it. Oh my God, you're gonna freak out. But one is the momentum. So many of you were a part of our Start Over Challenge, if you remember that, where we showed how to shift into the new industry, where Tony crushed it, Brendon Burchard, Pete Vargas. I mean, we had so many great guests, the Boss Babes. We had guests showing you how to shift, how to pivot, how to see that momentum, how to identify the strengths that are in you. That course, people went nuts over that training. It was a week long, but that's the momentum. So many of you were there. Some of you have the VIP, but we wanted to make sure everybody had that entire, it's 8 days of training. And I know when people paid for the VIP, it was $297. We wanted you to have that as the start of your momentum. But what did we say? And I want you to really hear this, especially if you're in this industry. Think what we've created. We thought through a whole year, right? So how do we have the immersion and the ongoing support? Then, for those of you who get the Black Friday offer, I am filming my signature personal development course, the mindset course that I think will be my legacy. And it's gonna be called the Accelerated Success Formula. I'm filming it, I think, the first or second week of January so we can make 2021. So when you see the momentum, or if you're in KBB, or if you're in Master, if you're in Accelerator, how do we carry that forward? I'm gonna be filming that live, I think the 5th, 6th of January or this next week. Anyway, it's on the page. I'm gonna be filming that. And the cool part, I'm gonna film it live, so I might do an hour training, then I'll stop, be like two different people, like, okay, here's why I taught that. Here's why I did this. And then it'll be packaged into the most beautiful course ever, like KBB is, like elegant. And then we'll ship it to you. So you'll get to be there live with us, just like you are here. And then you have the opportunity to have the course, and it'll be there for you forever. And how often do you have to do mindset? Forever. We'll make it so you can download and just do the audios while you're running. You can see the videos. We'll have transcriptions. Any way you like to learn, we're gonna have it for you. This course is gonna be off the charts. Now that course, we're gonna sell that course for $497, right, down the road. But again, wait till you see what we did for Black Friday. And then we thought through mindset, and then our momentum, then the mindset. So you can always go back to it. It's your guide. Fall off track, go back to the course. The last part is mastery, and that's coming to our World Summit year two in October. For those of you that were at the World Summit, seriously, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was my most favorite event I've ever been a part of in my entire life. Like, again, I saw before, but those of you that went to the summit on a scale of 1 to 10, tell your fellow Inner Circle members on a scale of 1 to 10 what it was. It was off the charts. Between Tony, myself, Trent Shelton, Brendon Burchard, Russell Brunson, Jamie Kern Lima from Denny's to $1.2 billion selling her company, to Jenna Kutcher, to the guests were unbelievable. And the lineup we have for next year is gonna be off the charts, and that's where mastery is created. Going to an immersive event, 3 full days with Tony, myself, and all the people, that's when you go, okay, I got the mindset, I got the strategies, this is my mastery. Now, here's the cool part. That event sold out last year. The cheapest ticket was $398, and we sold out. Our next level up VIP is a $695 ticket, and we sold hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the VIP ticket, and people freaked out because that's kind of behind the scenes and all that stuff. We're including a $695 ticket. When you see what we priced it, I'm just gonna be transparent with you. It was $300, $500, and $700, which equals $1,500. Originally, we were gonna make that $997 for a huge, you know, $500 off. And then my team and we got together, like, people need this. They need it now more than ever. We wanna make 2021 great. And we literally said, okay, we'll make it $497, so it's affordable, so nobody misses out on it. That's cheaper than the ticket. Like, literally, just that if you're coming to the World Summit, this is your time to go. Like, I am pushing. I usually don't, just so you, Inner Circle, you guys know, I never sell anything on Inner Circle. This is training, but I don't want you to miss out on this, because I know pretty much every single one of you is going to come to the World Summit. I would bet to say every single person on here will come to the World Summit, and you could buy the ticket at any time, but you'll never get that price and all these other bonuses. So literally, we went to $497, and last night my team called and said, let's just make this the most irresistible thing we've ever created, that everybody can have it. They can anchor in their ticket now. They can have the momentum, the mindset, and the mastery. So literally, when you go to the page and you see it all, plus my book and a journal and other stuff, all for $397. Like, just being honest, we've never offered anything like that. It's the same price as the cheapest ticket to the World Summit that sold out. But you get behind the scenes, coming to the Accelerated Success Forum, you have filming, you get that course, you get instant access to the VIP part of the Start Over Challenge. And yes, I had to share all that. And I don't apologize for sharing for things that we've created that I know you guys need from all the feedback. So guys, thank you for being a part of this incredible Inner Circle. Oh, it's at deansblackfriday.com. Thank you, Mike. Please go check it out. If nothing else, go watch the video. It's a 6 or 5 or 6, 7 minute video that I did at deansblackfriday.com. Learn from the video, but see what we put together, because I'm really proud and honored. And if you already have my book, you already have my journal, you can get that. We'll ship it to you. Send it to a friend. Give it to him for Christmas. And guys, I just want to say, if you're here in the States, have an amazing Thanksgiving. I'm so honored. Seriously, that we get to spend this time together every single week, that I get the privilege to serve, that I get the privilege to share from my heart and teach the strategies that I learned through this journey, not from stuff I dream up in the middle of the night, from stuff that really has moved the needle in my life. And if you got nothing else out of today, nothing else, know that there's another level waiting for you. I know, listen, look at me right now. I know 2020 has been really tough for a lot of people. I know that. I am not in any way trying to lessen that or over, like, oh, no big deal. I understand it. But I also understand if we're here to serve, if we're here to give the best of us, if God is allowing us to still be on this earth or whoever you believe, that we have the opportunity to grow through that. Together we can make that happen. Do whatever it takes to get momentum now. Do whatever it takes to shift that mindset now. Do whatever it takes to commit to mastery now. So together we can make 2021 that year. That is the year after the year followed by a oh my God year. This isn't some dream. I'm not here just to be your cheerleader and rah, rah, you can do it. This is about taking the right action. This is about taking uncomfortable action. This is about taking imperfect action. This is about being disturbed within action. Being disturbed with another year that's not fruitful. If you want 2021 to be that year, then we must be uncomfortable, and that's okay. We can do it together. You're not alone in this journey. Guys, I appreciate you so much for being here with me today. This training meant a lot to me today. This sharing about my daughter, sharing about my heart, sharing what has allowed me to go from that broke, scared kid, not knowing who I'd be, to having the privilege of serving you and millions of other people around the world, being partners with my best friend in the world, Tony Robbins. And can't wait for you guys to attack 2021. Guys, I appreciate you. I'll see you next month. Look out for your email. And for those of you that, if anything I said today sparked interest, then please do me a favor. Go check out deansblackfriday.com and see what we have created for you. I think it's the greatest Black Friday offer you could ever be a part of, because it's the gift that'll keep giving. I appreciate you guys so much. Go check out deansblackfriday.com, and I'll see you next month.